From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. When we hear the words, dog show, what comes to mind are images of perfectly groomed, well-behaved dogs, each one with its registration papers and each one a certified purebred. Dogs are separated and judged in categories based on their class and are shown by professional handlers dressed in their best attire. But every dog has its day, and despite the makeup of their pup's bloodline, in 1979, at least 80 children and their dogs had their day. A dog show was held that August with the underdog in mind and featured smiles, children, and drooling faces rather than purebreds. Much like their young handlers, dogs at the show were welcome in every size and shape, but no purebreds allowed. The second annual Sault Star Mutt Show took place on August 11, 1979. The dog show was sponsored by the local newspaper and the Sault Humane Society. The show was held at Bawing Collegiate in the schoolyard, and there were only two stipulations for dogs. All competing must be considered a mutt, without a pure bloodline, one of mixed heritage, and must be licensed on a leash. Dogs were to be accompanied by their youngest owners, with boys and girls having to be under 15 years old to show their dogs at Bawing that day. Children had to have their pets' registration for the event mailed in prior to the show and had to include the 25 cents registration fee. The fees, totaling $20, were later donated to the Sault Humane Society. It was clear to parents, spectators, and judges at the Mutt Show that each pet had been lovingly combed and prepared for the spotlight, showcasing their fluffiest and waggiest tails. While most were happily sniffing and wagging that afternoon, a few dogs let out low growls and others had fur stand on end, but there were no squabbles between four-legged competitors. There was no dog-eat-dog attitude, the competition was in the spirit of fun. There were five different categories for the pups to compete in. Longest ears, longest tail, saddest face, best trick, and top dog, or best in show. Children were allowed to enter their pets in as many categories as they liked, or whichever felt luckiest. The categories were chosen in keeping with the fun theme of the day. A new feature for the 1979 event was the obstacle course, which was set up and sponsored by the Sault Kennel Club and had to be run by both the dog and its handler. There were prizes offered in each category. First, second, and third place winners received trophies, while other close competitors got ribbons. Every dog entered was sent home with a doggy bag, containing cans and boxes of food, pamphlets on pet care, coupons, and a water dish. Winners from the day were chosen in each category. The winner in the longest ears category was Buffy, owned by Danielle Boivin, with ears measuring 9 inches long. Second place went to Duffer, with ears 8 inches long, owned by Janet and Stephen Deansmore, and third longest set of ears belonged to Jody, owned by Billy Lind, and they measured 7.5, long. The winner in the longest tail category was Barney with a 22 inches tail, owned by Robert Coutts. The second longest tail belonged to Shad with owner Miriam Amimi, and third place went to Girl, owned by Gail Sherlock. The saddest face belonged to the dog Samantha, owned by Karen Laird. The second saddest face was on Marine, owned by Jennifer Wheatley. Barney, the dog with the longest ears, also had the third saddest face. Buffy, a German Shepherd mix, owned by Jamie Fox, won best trick by catching a frisbee midair. Second best trick was awarded to Jennifer Hall and her dancing dog Bucky. Shiloh ate a cookie off the tip of his nose to take third in the best trick category. In the new event, the obstacle course, three dogs competed for the fastest time, ducking, dodging, and jumping through the course. Patches, David Houle's dog, won first, in second place was Tiny, owned by Kevin McNamara, and Nipper, owned by Scott Lapish, placed third. The top dog award went to Mala. She was decidedly the best in the show and she and owner, 13-year-old Donna Meyer, were the big winners of the day. The annual Mutt Show allowed young owners the opportunity to show off their beloved family pets and gave spectators the opportunity to appreciate the joy found in every dog. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sault Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more, remember this, columns here?